Hello?
My name is Tamara, returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor and Employment Division. This call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I assist you today?
Yes, ma'am. I want to apply for my unemployment.
May I have your social, please?
Yes, ma'am. It's 403-98-4200.
Can you please verify your name?
Leon Jones.
Okay. Date of birth, please.
June 5th, 1971.
Mother's maiden name.
Jones.
And do you have a driving license, Mr. Jones?
Yes, ma'am.
Can you please verify that number?
6818-18549.
And can you please verify your resident address?
Yes, ma'am. It is 981 Sunrise Lane, Greensboro, Alabama, 36744.
And the employer, sir?
I had my license number wrong.
Can you verify that number, please?
6818-549.
And can you please verify the employer that you're filing for?
Allied Universal.
Universal Protection?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, hold on one second. Okay. All righty. Okay, we have to reopen your claim, sir, for you. Let me ask a question, Mr. Jones. Did you do your updated resume?
For?
Filing your claims for the, yes, sir. You have to have an updated resume with under the website to for filing your week, you know, when filing for unemployment claims. I can give you that website and you can go in. The Career Center will assist you with the helping you do it. But this is a, this is one of the, you have to have that done.
I have a resume that I have on file with Indeed.
Okay, well, you have to have it done with us as well, sir. You have to have an updated resume on file with the Alabama Careers with doing your unemployment claims. And like I say,
yes,
I do
ma'am.
Have a website that you can that you will have to go under, so you won't, you know, because that can, that issue can disqualify you for filing your unemployment. You can be claim it every week, but don't receive it, because now what we have to do now is to reopen your claim. So I have to reopen your claim, and so you can continue to file, get your, you know, file for your unemployment, but you have to have an updated resume on file. That's why.
Okay, I have, I also have, that same one from Indeed. Oh, I have a copy of it on my phone, just in case if I ever had to have it. And
okay, well, I need to give you the website, because you have to have it downloaded on the website. That's what I'm trying to, you know, explain to you, that that has to be on the website. So you can go, if you don't know how to do, I mean, you know, do that, you can go into your Career Center, or I can go ahead and give you the website so you can have to have it do it, because you're going to have that done.
Okay. Give me the,
it's www.alabamaworks, it's A-L-A, B-A-M-A. Yes, sir. L-A, it's Alabama Works. A-L-A-B-A-M-A-W-O-R-K-S dot Alabama, spelled out A-L-A-B-A-M-A dot gov.
G-O-V.
Yes.
Okay.
So you should have www.alabamaworks.alabama.gov, sir.
I got it.
Okay, that's where you need to do your update your resume. Okay, so we can reopen your claim. Your PIN number is going to be 0071. That is your PIN number. Is your preferred language English?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
I'm a little slow on reading. I have to sound out words, but everything else I'm fine on.
Do you understand knowingly making a false statement or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered a fraud?
Yes, ma'am.
You understand that fraud is a federal offense, punishable by a fine or imprisonment up to 5 years and could affect your ability to receive future benefits?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Have you worked since you last filed an unemployment compensation claim?
Yes, ma'am. I've worked since September of last year.
Okay, so have you worked since you last filed an unemployment compensation claim? Your answer is yes, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Was the work you performed with the same employer you reported on your last claim?
No, ma'am.
Okay, and when was your last day worked? I need a month, day, and a year, please.
Give me 1 second.
They got a minute.
June 14th. No. Hold on. I was off. June 13th.
June 13th was your last day worked?
Yes, ma'am.
6/13/2024.
Yes, ma'am. No. Let me take that back. It wasn't the 13th. It was the 14th. I apologize.
Okay. Hold on, please. Okay. You said June 14th, 2024?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation and need only to file for trade adjustment assistance benefits?
No, ma'am.
Did you receive notification that you have a trade readjustment allowance certification?
No, ma'am.
And do you have a suffix to your name, sir? Are you a second, a third, fourth, fifth, a junior, or a senior?
No, ma'am.
First name will be Leon, L-E-O-N.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have a middle initial?
No, ma'am.
Last name will be Jones.
Yes, ma'am.
Has your name changed since you last filed?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked under a different name in the past 2 years?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked under a different Social Security number in the past 2 years?
No, ma'am.
Do you email that your phone number, please?
Area code 334. 334-507-5590. Yes, ma'am.
That date of birth, please.
June 5th, 1971.
And your mother's maiden name?
Jones.
Do you have a driver's license, sir?
Yes, ma'am.
What state?
Alabama.
Number?
6818549.
And your race, please?
African American.
You're non-Hispanic?
Yes, ma'am.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
10th.
You are a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Your residential country, United States of America. Can I have your resident address, please?
Yes, ma'am. It's 981 Sunrise Lane, Greensboro, Alabama, 36744.
Okay. Okay. 36744.
Yes, ma'am.
Is your mailing address the same as your resident address?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And what was your occupation?
I was a security officer.
Okay, how long? Okay. Are you seeking work in your usual occupation?
Could you repeat that?
Are you seeking work in your usual occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently registered for attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No, ma'am.
Are you available to work off shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, ma'am.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, ma'am.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
120.
What is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
15.
Are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, ma'am.
Do you own a business?
No, ma'am.
Do you work for yourself?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for or you receiving workers' comp due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for you receiving a pension from an employee you worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employee that is not military or federal government anytime between 4/1/2023 and 3/31/2024?
No, ma'am.
Do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Yes, ma'am.
If you are approved for benefits, you have an option to receive your payments direct deposit into your checking or savings account or a prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card would take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. What do you prefer?
Direct deposit.
Checking or savings?
Checking.
Need a routing number, please, and an account number.
Yes, ma'am. The routing number is 2622771 89.
Okay, hold on, please. 2622771. Okay. This is a traditional bank, correct?
Yes, ma'am. This is Alabama 1.
Okay. And can I have your account number, please?
Yes, ma'am.
156-975. Okay. And the employer you're filing again for, sir, will be Universal Protection?
Allied. Universal Protection.
Okay. I need a phone number for them, please.
Hold on one second.
Can I have your work location, city and state, please?
I was working in Vance, Alabama, at the Mercedes marshaling yard.
Okay, Vance, Alabama, though, right?
Yes, ma'am.
And can I have your employment start date, please? I need a month and a year.
I started in, I think it was September 28th of last year.
9/28/2023.
Yes, ma'am.
Your last day worked, month, day, and year, please.
June 14th, 2024. 6/14/2024.
Yes, ma'am. And the reason you're no longer working, quit, discharge, lack of work, or other?
Other.
And what other would be, sir?
Transportation.
Lack of transportation?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Did you receive or do you expect to receive any time after your last day of work, vacation, sick, or holiday pay?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for a pension? Are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, let me see. Let's go back. Okay. All right. You certified that all your answers are true and accurate?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for unemployment benefits. I'll be asking you some randomly generated questions.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Which of the following corporations have you ever been associated with? Ben 36, Corbin Transportation, Energy Aspiration System, Preferred Equality, or none of the above?
Energy Absorptions
System.
Systems, yes.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 106 River Bridge Way, 1910 Short Blunt Street, 2544 Galen Street, 814 Bernard Circle.
Short Blunt Street.
What color is your 2008 Lexus GS? Brown, cream, green, or maroon? Or you haven't been associated with one?
None of the above.
Okay. It normally takes 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must be able and available to work, as well as seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Your unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at www.alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update you, sir.
That's the same email address that you gave me before, right?
I didn't give you an email address. This is the www.alabamaworks.alabama.gov. It's an updated. It's a site to go on to update your online resume.
Okay.
Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. But you can also go to your Career Center, sir, and they will assist you with that. The process we just completed, we filed your unemployment. You have a question, sir?
Yes, ma'am. I was kind of looking at the website, the Alabama.gov website that you gave me the email address for, and I'm looking for where I need to put my resume in. I see it.
The process you just completed filed your unemployment claim. Filing this claim does not automatically start payments to you. You must complete a certification once a week to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks beginning on Sunday, ending on Saturday. You can file your weekly certifications either online in the claimant portal, click File Weekly Certification button on the homepage, or by telephone calling 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday. Certifications cannot be made on Saturday. Failure to file and complete your weekly certification as instructed by 5 p.m. on Friday could result in a loss of benefits. Complete your first weekly certification between Sunday and Friday by 5 p.m. Whether filing online or by telephone, you will need to remember your PIN number. Do you have any questions, sir?
Yes, ma'am. That last phone number that you gave me, and I'm trying to get the understanding, I can only file from Sunday to Friday of the previous week.
No, you have Sunday through. That means you can either file, you have Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday. So you have Sunday. Most people go ahead and call in on Sunday, and that way they know they don't file again until next Sunday.
Okay.
But you have Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday. The number that you should call to file your weekly certifications will be 1-800-752-7389.
Okay.
Beginning January the 1st, 2023, Alabama law requires you contact at least 3 potential employers each week. You must provide your contacts when you complete your weekly claims. You may not list the same employer more than once unless the employee was not hiring when you first contacted them, but the employer later begins hiring. Failure to make and list 3 work search contacts each week could result in a denial of benefits. For assistance with your work search, visit your local Alabama Career Center, and they can assist you. At the end of each claim, when you file your weekly certification, sir, it will have 3 contacts. Contact 1 will say Walmart. Then it'll ask you, how did you contact it? It gives you 3 options to choose from. Then it asks you, what was the result? It gives you 3 options again. And you'll do this. Then you have contact 2, contact 3. You have to have 3 contacts each week when you do your weekly certifications.
So I have to go into the...
You can either go into the Career Center, sir, and get your work searches. Some people go on Indeed and get work searches. Or you can, if you're in Walmart, you may inquire. And then you could, that's a work search. You know, AutoZone, that's a work search. Because basically the work searches wants to know the name that you, AutoZone. And then it wants to know, how did you apply? And you may say in person because you're there. And then the third question will be, what was the outcome? And they give you 3 options, something like not hiring, waiting for results, did an interview. It gives you 3 results and you'll check those. Yes, sir.
Okay. Looking at the website, do I need to register before I can upload my resume?
Yes, sir. Anything that it tells you to do on there, sir, you'll do it. Okay. Do you have any other questions?
Outside of how to register, no, but I'm trying to figure it out.
Your transaction number, because this transaction has been completed, your transaction number will be 489.
Okay.
876.
Okay.
605.
Okay.
We have completed this transaction. Your claim has been done. So the only thing you would have to do is go ahead and update that updated resume and start filing your weekly claims. I recommend every Sunday. It's up to you. You have Sunday till Friday before 5 o'clock to have your claim in. So we've done this for this week. So the 14th will be your next claim date, 14th through the 19th. And then so on. Go ahead and have that updated resume done, and that's it.
Okay. I have one more question.
Yes, sir.
If I, you said that I have to have an updated resume. So that means that I will have to, do I already have a account or profile on Alabama Works, or will I be creating a new one?
If you have a profile already, so you can go into your profile. But if not, then you'll have to register and have one.
All right, ma'am. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for calling Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center. You have a great day.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.